Beyond the Craft and Royal Arch, there are, in England, 14 additional Masonic orders which a Freemason may join, together with an order which, although not Masonic per se, requires its candidates to be Master Masons. All of these additional degrees and orders require their candidates to be Craft Masons. Some also require them to be members of other orders. Some of them are Universalist, simply requiring a belief in the Supreme Being, but others require their candidates to profess the Christian faith. Though often referred to as higher degrees, this description is a misnomer. Although some of them include in their titles numbers higher than the 3 degrees of the craft, all are dependent upon the craft for their membership, and all of their members, as craft masons, are subordinate to the Grand Master and the regulations and constitutions of the United Grand Lodge. Any suggestion that a particular order, because its constituent degrees are given a higher numerical status than those of the craft, constitutes a secret elite controlling the craft is ludicrous. The governing bodies of the various additional degrees and orders are independent of the craft and of each other, and only have authority over their own particular degrees. They certainly have no authority over the craft or royal arch, nor do the craft or royal arch have any control over the government, organization, or administration of the additional degrees or orders. These degrees and orders are additional to the craft and royal arch in the sense that, in terms of the definition of pure ancient masonry given in the Articles of Union of 1813, a Freemason is regarded as complete when he has taken the craft degrees and the royal arch. Indeed, the terms of that declaration preclude any sort of formal recognition of the additional degrees and orders by the United Grand Lodge or Supreme Grand Chapter of England. That lack of official recognition, however, in no way prevents a member of the craft and royal arch from participating fully in meetings of the additional degrees. Many senior members of the craft and royal arch hold high office in the additional degrees and orders. They do not form a progressive system with the craft and royal arch as a basis, nor do they form a cohesive system amongst themselves. With the exception of 4 orders which require their candidates to be members of the craft, royal arch, and 1 additional degree, these degrees can be taken in any order. Despite the comments of many non-Masonic commentators and a minority of Masonic writers, the various degrees and orders do not form a cohesive and progressive philosophical, spiritual, or religious system, gradually leading a Freemason to greater secret knowledge or salvation. What the additional degrees and orders do is to continue and further emphasize particular aspects of the principles and moral teachings presented in the craft and royal arch. Whilst the additional degrees have a religious basis, in that they require a belief in a supreme being, or specifically require candidates to be Christian, and despite the fact that many of them base their ritual dramas on stories from the Bible and include prayers in their ceremonies, like the craft and royal arch, none of them are in themselves religions or substitutes for religion. Nor, despite the claims of Walton Hanna in his Christian by Degrees, do any of the Christian orders contain any sacramental elements or any practices which approximate to or in any way attempt to replace elements of the Christian liturgy. As with the craft and royal arch, the origins have yet to be discovered of those additional degrees and orders which arose in the 18th century. French Freemasons in that century had very fertile Masonic imaginations and invented literally hundreds of additional rites, degrees, and orders, many of which had only a handful of members or had simply been created on paper but were never actually worked. Most of them passed into oblivion when their creators died. Many of them had introduced into them mystical, alchemical, and occult features, or a combination of all three, leading to their developing further and further away from the basic principles and customs of Freemasonry, and in most cases losing any tenuous connections with Freemasonry that they might originally have possessed. Many of those additional degrees in France incorporated the word Scottish, Écossais or Écossaise, in their title from a mistaken belief that they were based upon orders brought from Scotland by Jacobite Freemasons after the abortive Jacobite risings in 1715 and 1745. Many of them also included a reference to Herodom or Herodon, from an erroneous belief that there existed a mysterious and sacred Mount Herodom near Kilwinning, from which all Masonic orders originated. Fortunately, few of these French inventions were introduced into England. There was a similar burst of activity in England in the 1860s and 1870s, when a group, centred around Robert Wentworth Little, Kenneth Mackenzie, Francis Irwin, John Yarker, and Wynne Westcott, revived or arranged a number of what Elik Howe has termed fringe Masonic rites. A combination of wide reading and fertile imaginations led them to revise or construct a series of increasingly complex and overcomplicated rites, such as the Order of Ishmael, the Swedenborgian rite of primitive Freemasonry, the Fratres Lucis, Royal Oriental Order of the Sat Bahai, and the ancient and primitive rite of Memphis and Mizraim. All of these rites had been carefully worked out on paper with elaborate designs for regalia and furnishings. Not all were Masonic per se, but all required candidates to be Master Masons. With the exception of the Swedenborgian rite and the ancient and primitive rite, both of which had minuscule membership, it is doubtful if any of them were ever worked by other than a handful of their members, conferring grades and titles upon each other by post. The additional degrees began to appear in England in the 1750s, but it was not until the 1790s that they became widespread and organised. At the time of the union of the two Grand Lodges, 1813, the Duke of Sussex was head of a number of them, and they were quietly pushed into the background whilst he concentrated upon making the union of the Grand Lodges secure. After his death in 1843, they began to appear again and gradually established their own governing bodies. It must be admitted that under the Grand Mastership of the Earl of Zetland from 1843 to 1870, there was a certain unease on the part of the craft at what appeared to be a proliferation of new degrees. But provided that none of them made any attempt to infringe upon the prerogatives of the craft or Royal Arch, there was no attempt to prevent their emergence or to bar members of the craft from joining them. The election of the Prince of Wales as Grand Master of the craft in 1874 did much to remove any remaining unease, for he was already Grand Master of the Knights Templar, became Grand Master of the Mark, and Grand Patron of the Ancient and Accepted Rite. As a result of his enthusiasm, continued by his brother the Duke of Connaught, who occupied the same offices, the present situation was arrived at, whereby the additional degrees and orders are accepted as graceful additions to pure ancient masonry. The largest of the additional degrees, the Mark Master Mason, can be traced back in England to the mid-1750s. Originally worked in lodges and as part of the Royal Arch, an attempt was made to have it incorporated as part of the craft, placing it between the Fellowcraft and Master Mason degrees. The attempt, in 1856, was at first successful, but when the Grand Lodge minutes were put for confirmation, the Grand Registrar moved for non-confirmation of the portion adopting the Mark degree, arguing that as it was not included in the 1813 definition of pure ancient masonry, Grand Lodge could not agree to its incorporation in the craft. As a result, an independent Grand Lodge of Mark Master Masons was set up within a few days of the rejection by the craft. The Mark ritual deals with an incident during the building of Solomon's Temple, and the degree takes its name from the candidate choosing his mark in the early part of the ceremony. A tenuous connection with operative masonry and the practice of the operative mason choosing a distinctive mark with which to sign his work. In the words of one writer, the mark degree teaches the lesson that education is the reward of labour and contains a dramatic message that fraud can never succeed. The mark is organised on the same style as the craft, with a Grand Lodge as government, a General Board as policy maker, provincial and district grandmasters, and individual lodges. The regalia for the mark is similar to that of the craft and includes aprons, collars, and jewels. Like the Royal Arch, there is a distinctive breast jewel worn by all mark masters, regardless of rank, a keystone appended to a ribbon bearing a mallet and chisel. The keystone, mallet and chisel are the principal symbols of the mark degree. The Mark Benevolent Fund was instituted in 1868 and has an annual festival presided over by the provincial grandmasters in turn. Although principally it assists Mark Master Masons and their dependents, the Mark Benevolent Fund also makes non-Masonic and general grants, including £500,000 towards the purchase of the land and the building of Lord Harris Court at Sindlesham in Berkshire for the Royal Masonic Benevolent Institution, Lord Harris having been Grand Master of the Mark from 1954 to 1972. Since 1982, the Grand Master of the Mark has been His Royal Highness Prince Michael of Kent. Now attached to the Mark degree, the origins of the Royal Arch-Mariner degree are unknown. Claims that a Grand Lodge of Arch-Mariners was warranted in 1772 and later given a confirmatory charter by the Duke of Clarence do not stand up to examination. The earliest record of the degree being worked comes in Bath in 1790, and Thomas Dunkerley appears to have worked it in connection with his Knight Templar conclaves. The degree had almost disappeared when in 1871 the revival of the Grand Lodge of Royal Arch-Mariners was announced, headed by one Morton Edwards. A conflict immediately arose, as certain Mark Lodges had also begun working the degree. Mark Grand Lodge began to negotiate with Edwards, but he proved so tricky that Mark Grand Lodge simply annexed the Royal Arch-Mariner degree, eventually buying out Edwards' interest in it for £25. As a result, the Grand Master of the Mark degree is ex officio Grand Master of the Royal Arch-Mariners. Mariner Lodges are attached to and carry the same number as Mark Lodges, and the degree is governed by a Grand Master's Royal Arch Council, whose members are suitably qualified members of the Mark General Board. Until 1990, matters pertaining to the Royal Arch-Mariner degree were considered within Mark Grand Lodge meetings. In December 1990, the annual assembly of Royal Arch-Mariners was reintroduced. The Royal Arch-Mariner ritual is based upon the story of Noah and his Ark. The presiding officer of a Royal Arch-Mariner lodge, the commander, represents Noah, and the senior and junior wardens, his sons Shem and Japheth. The ritual further emphasizes and moralizes upon the cardinal virtues, using the triangle and the working tools with which Noah built the ark, the axe, the saw, and the auger, to point the moral lesson. The principal emblems of the degree are the triangle, rainbow, and a dove with an olive branch in its beak. Commonly known as the cryptic degrees, the Royal and Select Masters consists of four separate degrees: Most Excellent Master, Royal Master, Select Master, and Super Excellent Master. The first three fill in details of the building of Solomon's temple, and the fourth is concerned with the temple up to its destruction by Nebuchadnezzar. To many members, they form a continuing link between the events of the craft and Royal Arch rituals. Candidates for the degrees must be members of the craft, mark, and Royal Arch. The origins of the four degrees may have been in the excellent and super-excellent degrees worked by the ancients, but there is no evidence for them having been worked in their present form until 1871, when the Grand Council of New York warranted four councils to meet in London. These formed the Grand Council for England in 1873. Formed in 1879, the Grand Council of the Order of the Allied Masonic Degrees arose out of a desire to have a governing body for a number of degrees which owed allegiance to no central authority. It now controls five degrees: St. Lawrence the Martyr, Knight of Constantinople, Grand Tilers of Solomon, Red Cross of Babylon, and Grand High Priest. There is no link between any of the five degrees, each of which has its own separate legend and set of officers, but are collectively grouped as a council. Candidates must be craft, mark, and Royal Arch Masons. The council is opened as a Lodge of St. Lawrence, both for the working of that degree and for the administrative business of the council. The ritual is based on the story of St. Lawrence the Martyr and impresses on the candidate the virtues of fidelity and fortitude. The Knight of Constantinople degree is based on an incident in the life of Constantine and illustrates the virtues of humility, equality, and justice. The Grand Tilers of Solomon takes the candidate back to Solomon and his temple and exemplifies the quality of mercy. The Red Cross of Babylon has links with the Royal Arch, the ritual tracing the journey of Zerubbabel from Persia to Jerusalem, and teaches the importance of truth. The Grand High Priest ritual is based on an incident in the life of Abraham and exhorts the candidate to dedicate his life to his God. The Order of the Secret Monitor is believed to be descended from an early 18th century Dutch order of David and Jonathan. It was brought to England in 1875 by a Dr. Zachary, who formed a Grand Council in 1887. The order originally consisted of one degree, and a bitter argument arose between the Grand Council and that for the Allied Masonic degrees, both claiming the sole right to work the degree. The argument was not finally settled until 1931, when the Allied Masonic degrees relinquished its claim. The Secret Monitor now has three degrees: Secret Monitor, Prince, and Supreme Ruler. Membership of the craft is the only qualification necessary for admission. Individual units are called conclaves and have four unique officers, the visiting deacons, whose duties include keeping in touch with members between meetings. The rituals are based on incidents in the lives of David and Jonathan and teach the beauties of friendship and fidelity. The full title of the Masonic Knights Templar and Knights of Malta is the United Religious, Military and Masonic Orders of the Temple and of St. John of Jerusalem, Palestine, Rhodes and Malta in England, Wales and provinces overseas. The order has two degrees, Knight Templar and Knight of Malta, joined by a passing degree, Knight of St. Paul or Mediterranean Pass. The governing body is the Great Priory, and members meet in preceptories as Knights Templar and priories as Knights of Malta. Candidates for installation as Knights Templar must profess the Christian faith and be members of the craft and Royal Arch. The Malta degree is only conferred upon those who have taken the Templar degree. The Knights Templar probably originated in France, where there was a revival of interest in chivalric orders in the 1740s. Evidence of its being worked in England dates back to 1777, and by 1791 there were sufficient conclaves for Thomas Dunkley to form a grand conclave with himself as Grand Master. Dunkley was succeeded in 1796 by Lord Rancliffe, but on his death the grand conclave went into abeyance until it was revived with the Duke of Kent as Grand Master in 1804. On the Duke becoming Grand Patron in 1807, he was succeeded by Waller Rodwell Wright, who in turn relinquished the Grand Mastership to the Duke of Sussex in 1813. The Duke was so preoccupied with the formation of the United Grand Lodge that he allowed the Grand Conclave to decline, and no meeting was held until after his death. The Grand Conclave was revived in 1845, later changing its name to the United Order. The Knight Templar ritual places the candidate in the position of a pilgrim, travelling symbolically through hardship and dangers until he is received as a knight. It teaches the virtue of humility and urges the candidate to live his life as a Christian knight. The knights wear a costume similar to that of the medieval Templars, a white tunic bearing a red cross and a hooded cloak and sword. The Knights of Malta ritual deals with the history of the Knights Hospitallers and their journey from Palestine to Malta. It emphasizes the Christian virtues. The ancient and accepted rite of 33 degrees had its origins in France in the 1750s as a 25-degree rite of perfection. It was taken to the West Indies in 1761 by one Stephen Morin, and from there to Charleston in South Carolina, where it was extended to 33 degrees and reintroduced to Europe as such. In the late 18th century, its Rose Croix and Ne plus Ultra degrees were introduced into England and were worked in Knights Templar conclaves. The Duke of Sussex received a charter from France in 1818 to form a Supreme Council, but did not act upon it. On his death in 1843, a number of English brethren received a patent from America, admitting them to the 33 degrees, thus enabling them, in 1845, to form the present Supreme Council. In England, the first 3 degrees of the rite are not worked, being equivalent to the craft degrees. The 4th to 17th degrees are conferred by name, and the 18th degree, Sovereign Prince Rose Croix, is worked in full. All business takes place within a Rose Croix chapter. The ritual teaches that salvation is only possible by following the principles of the Christian faith. The 19th to 29th degrees are again conferred by name only, and the 30th degree is worked in full at a higher degrees meeting convened by the Supreme Council. Promotion to the 30th degree is an honour conferred only on those who have presided over a Rose Croix chapter. Promotion above the 30th degree in England is a great honour, and the degrees can only be conferred upon a strictly limited number of members. The 33rd degree is reserved solely to the actual members of the Supreme Council, Inspectors General of Districts, and as an honour to certain distinguished brethren who have given great service to Freemasonry in general. Although there are differences between the additional degrees and the craft and Royal Arch, they all come together in supporting Masonic charity. But that must be the subject of another chapter.